to see all of you. And yeah, grandmothers are given a new anointing, extra anointing to take the smell of vomit and poo and pee all over again. I thought I had that 36 years ago, but it's like coming back all over again. But it's great anointing to be able to deal with a new challenge in life, isn't it? So don't come too near to me. I may smell of fresh vomit because yesterday just carried him. It is so good. Wow, this morning the worship is amazing. I just feel, Ivan, like you were being called out to this joy, you know. This is a very joyous. Do you feel it? Do you feel it? It's a very joyous worship service. It's almost as if Ivan has been called out from that one-arm musician, one-arm worship support leader to today being able to freely worship the Lord. It's like a call out, huh? Ivan, I like that. It's amazing. Happy Mother's Day. And you must be wondering why I'm carrying all these. I was really working hard yesterday just to, you know, wrap the roses around a Ferrero Rocher, a chocolate. I think that's the best word. And I'm going to give away to people who are able to answer my question. What about that? Okay. And of course, you know, I always link my questions to what I preach about. And so the questions link to what I have to say a little later. Okay. Right. How many of you watch movies? Huh? So few only? All of you don't watch? Okay. All right. Oh, I'm guilty now. Oh, I do watch a lot of movies and enjoy a lot of them because I choose my movies carefully. Netflix have a lot of things, but I don't watch everything on Netflix because I choose. Anyway, that's not my point. My point is this. Okay, if you have watched movies, maybe you know who these superheroes are if I were to mention certain girl's name. And so if you do know the superhero, when I mention the girl's name or the lady's name, the woman's name, then you raise your hand and you just tell me the name of this superhero, and then I will give you a long stem rose, which is quite expensive today if you buy it fresh, but I have it in chocolate, so it's quite cheap. Huh? Okay, all right. Mary Jane. Joshua, you raised your hand. The superhero of Mary Jane is, huh? Yeah. I heard a good word. Spider-Man. Oh. Do not be afraid when you know the answer. Spider-Man. Okay, right. And Daryl. I know this goes way back. I think 2005, I was told. But this lady, Anne Darrow, was the woman I'm interested in today. And she's got a superhero. And her superhero is... Okay. Okay, we have got King Jesus, right? Okay, this superhero has also got the first word, king. Joshua, you again. Okay, this one for your mommy, huh? You cannot eat 2-4 chocolates all on your own, okay? Joshua, you tell me. You've been watching a lot of movies. Okay, King Kong. Okay, Joshua, you're barred from answering the third question, okay? See, you must watch more movies, then you can chase up with a kid like this, you know? You don't watch movies. You don't know how to connect with your children. Huh? Louis Lane. Who?
Superman.
And this one is for the mother of the house. We've got father of the house. We talk so much about the father of the house. We've got a mother of the house, Pastor Pauline. So good. You know, Mary Jane and Daryl, Louis Lane, all these are classic damsels in distress. Classic. You mention them, it was just, oh, okay. They are in distress. And there will always be a white knight on a horseback waiting to swoop them away from danger. Of course, the white knights came in the superhero form of Spider-Man, King Kong, and Superman. Mothers, maybe today you don't like to be identified as a damsel in distress. We women don't like to be known as a damsel in distress. We also don't like to put on the pedestal men as though they are the only superheroes that can save us, especially I think a Western woman, isn't it? We want to be the one that is self-sufficient. We want to be the one that is strong. And maybe today you have been known as a super mom. Maybe you think I'm not strong, but people call me strong. So maybe I'm strong, I'm a super mom. But how many of us know that we cannot always be that strong and that self-sufficient? We also don't want to be strong and hard. Some people are very strong. Pastor, I learned your gesture. But strong but hard. Some people are strong, but you look at them, it was, wow, they got muscles that can really, wow, carry a lot of stuff, but they lack that gentleness. You also don't want to be that woman, huh, mothers? We don't want to be that woman. If we are strong, we want to be strong and sweet. So we can't always be that strong person. Ah, thank God, it's okay to be a little bit weak. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay. Huh, Andrew, I'll be asking you for a lot of help. And I do. When you are really struggling and you are in need, you wish that someone or anyone that you can depend on comes along. Someone who will totally identify with you. Someone who can totally understand your struggles and totally come and help you in your times of need without any sort of condition laid. Naomi, today I'm going to talk about Naomi. Pastor said, could you speak this Mother's Day and speak from a grandmother's perspective? I said, okay, Naomi sounds like a good person. And Naomi knew this God, God of Israel. He knew this God as the God that can understand her, identify with her, come and help her in a time of need. And she knew this God of Israel to have wings that she can seek refuge under. Last week in our prayer connect, we have got a lot of prayer requests there. But one of the verses which one of the members raised was this verse about under whose wings we seek refuge. And Naomi knew this God of Israel. She is aware that this God of Israel is the superhero. And she sought refuge under his wings because she has been through really low points in her life. She's gone through multiple interruptions. Pastor, talk about interruptions. I think Naomi had a lot of interruptions in her life. And sometimes we do have a lot of interruptions. And this COVID is a real great global interruption. We all have interruptions in our life. We are happy and then something happened. We are happy and then something happened. Today I was preparing my sermon and then interruption. One lady called me up for an emergency counseling session, like interruption. And then, you know, there are many interruptions in life. But Naomi knew that even though she had a lot of interruptions in her life, destitution, widowhood, struggles of survival. The interruptions and the blows in her life could have devastated her, could have really stopped her from doing what she really wants to do. But she made a decision. She made a radical decision to follow God, and we see how God blessed her radically. If you radically follow God, despite whatever situations you have, you will see God radically blessing you. Radical acceptance of God, radical decision to follow God, God blesses us radically. Naomi was strong, but she also admitted her help, her request for help from God, and she was under the wings of the Lord. And that's why in Psalm 91 verse 4, this great verse, it says, under his wings will you find refuge. This morning, whatever you are facing, whatever prickly things you are facing, difficult things you are facing, challenges you are facing, I pray that you will feel that you are under the wings of the Lord, protected. And here he says, the psalmist says, he will cover you with his feathers. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will be covered with feathers. You will be lying on something soft, not prickly, not hard. You'll be lying on something soft because under the wings of the Lord carries you. What a superhero we have in the God of Israel and in our Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we call the Lord Jesus the faithful and the true. And if we use the book of Ruth to describe Jesus, to think well of Jesus, the song said, we have the best thoughts about God. The best thought of Jesus is that he's a faithful one. He's the true one. He's the kinsman redeemer. He's our brother. And he's our great deliverer. So on this Mother's Day, no matter what situation you are in, mothers, women, and also, of course, all those here, know that God is faithful to stand with you and that you are protected and safe under his wings. I saw this bit about Spider-Man. Joshua, this is going to be for you, a little bit for you, because you got the answer to Mary Jane and Spider-Man, huh? Spider-Man said to Mary Jane, you have a knack for getting in trouble. And Mary Jane says, you have a knack for saving my life. I think I have a superhero stalker. And and Spider-Man says, I was in the neighborhood. See, the Lord is our superhero and he is in our neighborhood. He's not far from us. In fact, Bible tells us that he is near to all who call on him. To all who call on him in truth, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and he saves the crushed in spirit. Psalms 34, verse 18. So God invites us, and God initiates a call out. That's why I'm so encouraged by Ivan this morning, because it's like a call out, you know, call out of that position where he was nursing his wound and was called out. And here Naomi was called out. And what did God call her out for? Is to call out to adventure. Call out to adventure. How many of us like adventure? Oh, my grandson just went to have an adventure because after 1 month of confinement, he finally went out and the parents brought him out. And on the Instagram, the friends say, woo, your young son has gone on an adventure. We all love adventure. And you know what? God loves adventures. Because in I lost the verse. Oh, yeah, it's a grandmother moment. Oh, actually, it's that verse. Okay. I didn't realize it's the same verse. Oh. Jeremiah 33 verse 3 says, he says, God says, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and incomprehensible things you do not know. God knows things we do not know. I tell you what, that's adventure. I say it again. God knows great and incomprehensible things you do not know, good things in store for you that you do not know, but He knows, and that calls for adventure. Because if you follow Him, then He will lead you to all those adventures unknown to you, but known to God. And God wants to lead you into adventures to show you His creativity and His power. So Naomi was on this road, and she was about to go to Bethlehem. She was turning back on Moab. She was on this new journey. She was very, very uncertain that it would work out. She didn't know what is going to happen. She didn't know what is ahead of her. But God knows. Isn't this a description of what we actually go through in this COVID? Like, we don't know, huh? Today you plan this, tomorrow it might be changed. Henry has been wanting to go over east to take care of his factory. Book the ticket, do everything, pack the bag. Cannot go. Want to go to Sydney, pack the bags. Cannot go. Right? So Naomi found herself on this road to a new journey, but she was really uncertain, and it's really totally a new experience. Like that, for us particularly, because nothing is set in stone. And I think during this time, life in 2020 and 2021, we need faith and we need flexibility. Don't just have faith. Have faith and have flexibility. And faith is really needed. That's why the Bible tells us, Luke says in 18:8, it says, if the Son of Man comes again, will He find faith on the earth? When He comes, faith is needed for every major transition in life. And Naomi had only an ounce of faith. She has faith, but she had an ounce of faith. And she wanted to go back to Bethlehem because she heard that the God of Israel is supplying the needs of His people there. And she felt that tug. She don't know exactly how it's going to pan out. She felt a tug of faith to follow that voice in her heart to go back to Bethlehem. And Jeremy Griffiths, our pastor that came to us at Easter weekend, says in his devotion, he says, to follow Him is the greatest invitation. It is the greatest invitation that the superhero of your faith, the Lord Jesus Christ, wants you to follow Him. And God is very attracted to even a master seed of faith. And when God steps in as your great protector and your great deliverer, life will come and continually surprise you as an adventure. Because as Pastor Jeremy Griffith says again in the devotion, and he was really trying to sell his book. And it's really good because I love his devotions. And if you want to borrow from me, you can, because maybe too late to buy from him at the moment. But it's really, really good, his devotion. In there, he says from Luke 17:33, and he paraphrased it. It says, in God, I have been meditating on this for weeks, man. And it's so good. It's so good. And I'm about to give it to you so that you can go and meditate for a few weeks, huh? He says, in God, life gives birth to life. Wow. Very, very profound. In God, if you have an ounce of life, it will give birth to life. Wow. Wow! When you see a dead end, but you have a bit of hope, you see a new road. When you think this is it, but you have a bit of life to believe, is it really it? And you say, I've heard there is so much more. I've heard that the God of Israel is supplying the needs of his people. I tell you what, your heart will come alive. You don't need a ton of faith. You need a mustard seed of faith. You say, but I'm so weak. I can't believe. You don't need a whole lot of belief. You just need to believe. And whatever weak belief you have, you give it to the Lord. The Lord will convert it for you. And the Lord will give you a new road ahead of you. And the Lord will give you a huge offering. Don't hold on tightly to what you are familiar with. Don't hold on to what you are accustomed to. When you release it to the Lord and say, Lord, I don't have that much energy, but I believe you and I release it to you. I won't hold on to my own belief. I won't hold on to whatever I know. The Lord is going to open up the door to many possibilities. When I first was told that my daughter wanted me to do confinement, it's in a Chinese culture. And I'm still quite traditional, I think, in this way of doing things for confinement. I love the way my mom cooks for me, and so I knew I wanted to do that. But I'm very slow in cooking, number one, and I'm also very slow in my chores, and I love to be given time. And so when my daughter says, you know, Mom, could you do a month of confinement for me, like help me around? And I said, okay, I'll do that. I'll cook for you and I'll wash for you. I tell you what, when I first took this, it's like, I don't even know how to cook confinement food, you know. Ginger, I don't even use much ginger, you know. But her confinement, I use kilos of ginger. Because now I've learned how to cook. I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, do I take this up? You know, this great privilege, but with great privilege comes, Pastor just said, great responsibility. Huh? You want to take responsibility? Wow, it's good, it's great, but whoa, a lot of work. So I told the Lord, I said, I can't. The Lord says, just do it in love. I said, love, I have love. Okay, all right, that ounce of love, I just cook every day. Huh? Day by day, the dishes came. Day by day, the chicken came. And I begin to be able to experience the whole adventure thoroughly. See, you need to come out. Don't cling on to what you're familiar with, like Naomi at the forged road between Moab and Bethlehem. She made a decision. She radically made a decision to follow the Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus, the God of Israel, did not disappoint her. God invites us to his adventure. And if we can play on his terms, we will enjoy the ride better. It's like Spider-Man carrying marriage. And you trust me, come on my wings and I will swoop you up from danger and bring you to the place that you want to. Hey, trust the Lord Jesus. Talk about Ruth. Ruth wanted to share her life with Naomi, her mother-in-law, by going with her to Bethlehem. This sense of great adventure from Ruth comes straight from the heart of God. Because Ruth also heard about the God of Israel from Naomi. She didn't know about this God of Israel, but she heard from Naomi that this God is genuinely interested in her as a person. And when she was about to make that decision, she followed the whisper of this God that she also believed in. She was converted from believing in the gods of Moab to the God of Israel. And she had that belief in the Lord. And when the Lord called out for an adventure to accompany her mother-in-law to Bethlehem, she did not say no. She had that sense of adventure too. See, God does not want to just be a tag along. Ruth was not a tag along. It's like, I have nothing to do in Moab, so I might as well go to Bethlehem and find some good food. No, she wasn't a tag along. She really wanted to follow the mother-in-law. So same thing, God doesn't want us to just take him to be a tag along. God doesn't want to be a tag along. But God wants us to follow him because God wants to ensure that he will give us the future that he has promised us. Mothers, can I say, and mothers, you know, sometimes we are so engrossed with the things in the family. Sometimes when God speaks to us or when we feel a tug, sometimes we kind of like ignore it. God wants to give you adventures. Mothers, women, can I see your hands? God wants to give you adventures. It can be a new hobby. It can be going to a new Bible study group. It can be initiating a new relationship. It can be moving to a new house, experiencing new emotions of joy and release and independence because your kid has just gone to nursery or kindy. It can be those things. It can be a mother. It can be a mother-in-law. It can be a grandmother. It can be a great-grandmother. You have adventures. And the Lord is in those adventures because the Lord is gloriously in those life that God has given birth in you. Life in God gives birth to more life. Of course, Ruth had to care for a lot of things. Ruth had to care for the mother-in-law who is a dependent. And she went through a lot of challenges. She is a new migrant. She has got a new culture. She has no friends, no job. But God reframes her history. God reframes her memory as he heals Ruth. Because Ruth believed that the Lord would care and would protect all that come under his wings. And that the Lord is the one who can fill the needs of those who trust in his divine power to save. Only because she was able to trust this God that she was able to experience the adventure and the life that God wants to give to her. Ruth tasted the goodness of the people of God as she went to Bethlehem, as she gleaned the field. It was hard labor. It was very difficult. It was very low level work. Nobody wants to do those kind of work. But you know, when you have God and you do some low level work, that low level work gets transformed. Ruth was in that field doing the most low-level work, doing the kind of work that is very high risk. She could have been taken advantage by the men in the field. And yet, she was able to get all the unexpected kindness from the four men, the gleaning girls, and the owner himself. And each time she comes back, she was full of energy because she was able to have the favor from the people around her. And from a destitute widow, Ruth became the wife of the rich landlord Boaz. From a nobody in Moab, she became a somebody in Israel. And in fact, Jesus came from the bloodline. Jesus came from the bloodline. What a great adventure! Call out. The Lord is calling us out of our space to be able to step into an adventure. It is a pilgrimage. I would say, if you think adventure is very secular, like, how come you always want adventure? Then maybe it's a pilgrimage. It's a pilgrimage to witness the providence and the protection of God. The book of Ruth celebrates female friendship. It was two good women on an adventure to discover the providence of God. And it all started from a seed of faith from a God who beckons, follow me. I pray, women and mothers, that God will send in this new season a lot of female companions that will come along, hold your hands, listen to what you say, and do things together so that you are able to really be on this journey to enjoy the great adventure of God. And be open. Huh? Don't sort of like cling on to what you're accustomed to, but be open and let the Lord open up his arms to you with great goodies in life, great adventures in life. And I say that not only just for the women. I believe that this same God is not preferential. He treats us all the same. You are his son. You are his children. And God would also do the same when you radically follow him. You radically follow God. I followed God for many, many years. And I've radically seen the move of God and the provision of God, even in those times that is so dark. Because in God, an ounce of life gives birth to a pound of life. An iota of hope gives birth to a ton of hope. Well, I'm not in my notes, but I'm really figuring out what words to use now. But from very little, God can be the God of how much more. I pray that in your hands, whatever you have, a seed of faith, give it to the Lord. Follow him like Naomi and Ruth, and you begin to respond to the call out for adventure, whatever God has called you out to, and come out. When someone calls you, like I called Joshua, yeah, you stood up just now. Did you realize? Huh? You came out from your space because you wanted that rose, huh? And you wanted to be acknowledged, of course, that you've got the right answer, huh? You got out. You stood out. You take a new action, huh? I love that, Joshua. And you take the new action. You do a new thing. I know this is not our theme this year, but do a new thing. God wants to exaggerate his glory with us. God wants to amplify his glory with us. I'm not asking us to do huge things. I don't know what those huge things are. I really do not know. But if God calls me to an adventure, I start with that. If God calls me to an adventure in a house, just cooking every day and no one noticing me except me, and I enjoying the flavor of sesame oil and rice wine and ginger, so be it. It's my adventure. My superhero watches me. And I will ask him, I says, hey, God, is this salty enough? Hey, God, is this fragrant enough? God, I can't make it for this meal. God, you got to help me. God, I'm going to help me. It's already 7:30 at night. And the mother is hungry for food. God, you must help me. God, my superhero is there. I'm the damsel in distress. I admit it. So many times in my kitchen, I am the damsel in distress. Don't act cool, don't act strong. In the kitchen, you will be flawed, I tell you what, when you can't produce the thing that is on the recipe. Call on him, oh God! Provide the seaweed! And you see God, the superhero of our faith, come and stay with you and be with you. He is the God. He is the God. He calls you out for adventure. He also calls you out for greater meaning. You see, it's not how far you go in life, but how deep. God calls you out to greater meaning. He's not interested in where your legs take you. He's interested in where your heart takes you. And the quality of your heart, the condition of your heart, will determine how far you will go. See, Naomi had an identity crisis. Her heart was not in the right place. Before she went back to Bethlehem, she says, look, let me say this loud out and clear. She says, I don't want my name to be Naomi. I want my name to be Mara, because Naomi means pleasant and pleasure and all the good things, adventures and nice things. And no. I don't want you to call me by Naomi. Call me Mara, because Mara means the bitter one. She says, call me Mara because the Almighty has made my life very bitter. I went away full to Moab, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Don't call me Naomi. He says, the Lord has afflicted me. The Almighty has brought misfortune upon me. Because she went to Moab in search of a better life. She went with her two sons and her husband, and things were very good for a moment. The husband is happy. The sons were married. But then when the sons and the husband died, she felt profoundly alone. No house, no family, no man to protect her, no right to be heard, because a widow, very vulnerable in her society. And she has no protection presently or in the future. Her heart was wounded. There's so much hurt inside. She probably would say, what's the meaning of this all? Is this it? You know, sometimes when you are tested, you say, what is this? You know, like that. Is there something more? Is there something deeper? And I'm so glad we attended the Friday Zoom by Pastor Kelvin. And Pastor Kelvin says this, and it's really good. He says, there are things you will not understand, but that must not stop you believing. That must not stop you rejecting, accepting Christ. That must not make you reject Christ. There are many things that we don't understand, but that must not take our faith away from our superhero, the Lord Jesus Christ. Naomi heard that God visited his people in Bethlehem. She just heard. She heard that the God of Israel ended the famine there. She heard that the Lord of Israel provided for them. She heard it. She believed it. And then she took action. I like that. Because I think if we go into a heart of bitterness and not wanting to believe, sometimes that can really bring us into a place where you cannot get out. God called you out for greater meaning. Because Jesus is in the business of rescuing hearts. He's in the business of restoring hearts. He's very active in your life. He's very active in your welfare. He seeks after your well-being. He loves to see you well. He loves to see you happy. And he works out his purpose, even though you may be going through difficult times, and women, men included. But God wants to give you meaning out of the situation. You heard what Pastor says. When you go through a difficult time, it may be the next level that God wants to bring you to. And you need to break through. You need to negotiate that bend. So that when you look back, you can see the meaning. Meaning is when you trust God to the process of working things out for you. And then on hindsight, when you look back, you say, I see the pattern of rescue and redemption. But that's not how the human psyche is. The human psyche doesn't work like that. The human psyche works like that. When bad things happen, we have difficulty making sense why trouble comes knocking on our door. Why doesn't it knock on our neighbor's door? Why doesn't it knock on somebody's door? Why must it knock on my door? That's how the human psyche works. And this psychologist by the name of Robbie says this. He says sometimes it's also not very good if you've got a very unrealistic optimism. If you view the world just as optimistic and nice and everything is rosy and everything is great and sweet and fragrant and nothing happens, then of course you will have difficulty making sense why certain interruptions must happen. So don't have unrealistic optimism. Be realistic in your optimism. Be real. Be real. Be realistic in your optimism. So that you won't draw false conclusions. You draw false conclusions because you believe in something that is not real. And Naomi drew false conclusions. Because of what she went through, she says, I've got nothing to give to you, she told the daughters. And I've got nothing. Got nothing. I've got nothing to offer you. Some people are like that. They draw false conclusions because life has been very hard on me. So I've got nothing to give to you. See, I'm not so educated, so I've got nothing to give to you. I have been treated very badly in my life, and so I've got nothing to offer you. We draw false conclusions. Mothers, women, don't draw false conclusions, huh? And then Naomi says, the Lord's hand had turned against me. So essentially, she is saying, I have been punished. I deserve all these badness, all these misery. I have brought it on myself. Why did we leave in the first place? It's so common. We always regret why. Why did we do this? Well, and we beat ourselves up. Because we drew false conclusion. Sometimes suffering can do that to us. It can change us. And Naomi derived negative meaning from her experience. But I'm hoping and praying that you don't hang on to the wrong conclusions in life. You don't hang on to that place of bitterness. You don't let God's interruptions, and sometimes God interrupts us. Huh? Like Paul, remember, he couldn't go over to, what's that place? I can't remember now. But Paul couldn't go over because God interrupted him. Sometimes God gave those interruptions. And sometimes it's life challenges. They are divine appointments for us to go to the next level. And we mustn't go to the next level of life using our own name, Mara. Mara is bitterness. Don't go through bitterness and then become bitter. Huh? Sometimes, you know, when you grow bitter gourd or bitter melon with other vegetables, they say the bitterness of the bitter melon goes to the other vegetables. Huh? Don't be immersed in a difficult situation and really take in all the bitterness and become so bitter. And the Bible tells us that it become roots. I just went to a friend's house. The roots of the tree was so huge. Huh? Whoa, it broke the floor of the garage. So big. Sometimes we nurse all those bitterness. But you know what? God is the redeemer of our hearts. God loves to change the condition of our heart so that we are ready for the new season. God wants to call us out from whatever situation that is making us feel a little bit down and deep and dark in some place. God wants to call us out for an adventure. And unless you let the Lord redeem the condition of your heart, sometimes you are very bitter in a very happy situation. And people are happy and you cannot. People are dancing, you can't. It says, because I'm gone through a difficult time. No, God wants to rescue hearts. God wants to redeem us because Jesus is the help of the helpless. Jesus was made to be like his brothers or like us in every aspect so that he can become the merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God so that he can make propitiation for the sins of his people. Jesus is our brother, the great deliverer. He's the one who we don't deserve what he gives, but he gives and he gives. And the right hand of God was extended to Naomi to restore her personal needs and her property needs. And the Bible tells us in Psalm 16, the boundary lines have fallen for you in pleasant places. This must have spoken to Naomi because her name was Pleasant. The boundary lines have fallen for you in pleasant places. Surely you have a delightful inheritance. And it says, I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. God wants you to freely inherit the rights of the children of God. I can promise you that you'll be rich and wealthy. But the Lord says you will freely inherit the rights of the children of God. Whatever Jesus has is yours. Whatever the Father promises you is yours. So, during times of difficulty, ladies, mothers, women, and all others, consider the what. Don't consider the why. Why? Why did this happen? Why did good things happen to bad people? Bad things happen to good people? Why? 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 I'm preparing for this stage 2 years later when Finn Alexander June Lamont, my grandson, will ask me, Grandma, why? Why? Maybe I'll tell him why the sky is so high. There are no sometimes reasons. And if you keep going, why, you will never get it. But maybe you want to consider the what. Consider the what. What testimony of rescue and redemption is in the time that you are going through that is tough for you at the moment? What has God in store for you? What is God really saying? God wants to say something to you. What is God really saying? And what is God doing at this time to mold you to be a blessing? Ask what? Don't ask why. Okay, oh, okay, ask why, but don't ask all the time. Don't be preoccupied with the why. Why is the sky so high? How to answer you? But ask what? Okay, now that the sky is so high, what can you do? You can fly. Naomi held her grandson and she found what the Lord had given to her. It was to gladden her heart in her old age. And she was the link to the lineage of the Lord Jesus. She is part of an intricate design of God. Naomi found her greater meaning. Her woman friends congratulated her and says, oh, Ruth is better than seven sons. Wow. Don't say, I don't have those sons that I gave birth to. Say, I have Ruth, which is like seven sons. Don't regret over what has been lost. Look at what you have. What is the symbol God has given you? What is the thing God has given to you? If it is sickness that you are facing, then okay, where is the health? What can you do still? What can you do still? There are many things you can do still. Focus on those things. In God, life gives birth to life. And when Naomi began to embrace the new belief, she became from a bitter person to a better person. You don't have to be once shy, always shy. You don't have to be once bitter, always bitter. You can be called out. God can change us and give us greater meaning. Don't carry forward negative ideas of the past and of ourselves. Let God define us. Let God refine us. There's sometimes meaning in hardship, but the idea is to move us forward, to grow us, not to hit at us. It is to not make us bitter, but to make us better. Today, make a decision, make a radical decision. Oh, today, you know, when Ivan was leading, you know, I make a decision. I want to express myself. Oh. And of course, you all can't see me. I'm in front, right? But I love it. I love it. I'm able to express. You've got to be called out. Sometimes we need to not be in that same old mold. If you have been hurt before, you have got a mold. If you've been bitter before, you've got a mold. You've got a root. You need to dig it up and ask the Lord to clear you so that when God put you into a space when you can be free, you are free indeed. Not like some people, they go to a party and says, yeah, I'm happy to come to the party, but you know, I got a lot of issues. Huh? And that's why Jesus in the parable threw that man who came in his own clothes, remember? Right? The banquet owner gives all the new clothes to everybody. And this man had a lot of issues. He cannot wear those wedding clothes. So he came to the wedding, old clothes. Ayo. He was given clothes. Not that he didn't have clothes. But he didn't want to wear the clothes because he didn't feel deserving. He's fit for the old clothes. He's fit for the old life. And then what happens? He goes to a party, everybody's happy. And he says, why are you so happy? Oh, well, you can be happy because you got new clothes. Oh, no new clothes. Why didn't you wear your new clothes? I don't deserve the new clothes. And then what happens? He got thrown out. Yeah, I think we really need to embrace the season God has called us into. And God wants to call us out if we have been in that. And I want, look, I don't want to minimalize hard situations. I've been through hard situations. And I tell you what, sometimes in those hard situations, I just want someone to tell me, just get out. Sometimes I want people to tell me, enough is enough. Because when it's not enough, you keep wallowing there. You keep soaking. Then when God gives you a new situation, it says, no adventure, lah. Where got adventure? Same old, same old. Why? When I next travel, the first trip I make will be a real adventure. Why? I want to travel with a new idea. It's not like, drag your feet. Oh, then you won't be able to enjoy the life God wants to give birth to in you when you believe. Hallelujah. There's an art called in Japan, a very old art. It's a 400-year-old art. I love it when I hear it. I haven't owned one. I hope to own one. It's called Kintsukuroi. And this art form is actually taking the broken pieces. Oh, actually, we have a bit of a Kintsukuroi. If you look at our mural just outside, after when you go out for your food, go to the mural out there on your left. It's a lot of broken mosaics, and it's done by Ivan, all right? Wow, Ivan, done so many years, then now we acknowledge. But now I'm giving you as an example. If you go out there, there are a lot of broken pieces, broken mirror, broken pottery. Nobody would want to have those broken stuff. But you know, Ivan saw something and he gathered those things together and make it into an artwork. Kintsukuroi is like that. It's broken. The whole bowl was broken and it was a precious bowl. And the owner wanted to keep this bowl, but he couldn't keep this bowl. Why would you want to do, what would you do with a broken bowl? And so he puts gold in between all the broken pieces so that the whole thing comes together as a bowl. You see, God thinks you are exquisite, even though you are broken. You know, God knows how to mend you so well and put gold in between, and you become even firmer than before and precious. I don't know how much it's going to cost me if I want to get one, but it is very precious because they actually use solid gold, and it's called Kintsukuroi. I pray, mothers and women, that God will call you out into adventure. And if there are times where you do meet with difficult times, that God calls you out to a greater meaning. And if you are broken, not the end of the story, is not it. God just know how to put gold. God just know how to weave meaning into whatever those broken bits of your life is, and calls you exquisite. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much, Lord, for believing in us, loving us. And we can go through a lot of situations in life as women. You know, we've got our children, our grandchildren. We've got our husbands, and sometimes, you know, life does take a toll sometimes. And yet, Lord, in all that, and sometimes we are also too proud to tell you, oh God, we need help. We don't want to be the damsel in distress. But yet, Lord, you see us. You notice us, every detail. Mothers, women, God notices every detail. Every change of hairstyle, God knows. Every change of clothes, God knows. Everything you do, God notices. He pays attention to details because he knows that women are very detailed. Women are very task-oriented. And he's a good lover. He's a good father. He's a good brother. And he notices these things. And despite all that, God calls you out for adventure. God calls you out for greater meaning. God wants to love you and tell you, girl, I've got adventures for you. I've got incomprehensible things for you. If only you knew, but I'm not going to tell you. It's a secret because I want you to be surprised. I want you to enjoy. But sometimes those secrets, those surprises come through difficult times. But I pray, dear God, this morning, dear Lord, give to our women the endurance and eyes that can see that they are under the wings of the loving God. You are covering the ladies with your feathers. Wow, Lord, so tender-hearted. You just love us. You just love us to bits. And this morning, we receive your love. we receive your love.